And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. If you just happened to tune in, today's topic is skin disorders. And I discussed in great detail the importance of various nutrients and I made dietary recommendations and gave you natural remedies for eczema. And now I would like to talk about acne. Although acne is most common in adolescents, in fact, more than 80% of those afflicted are teenagers between ages 12 and 21, but it now appears with increasing frequency in adults. The familiar red and white pimples of acne are caused by pores that are blocked and often infected. As most people are aware, hormones play a significant role in acne. Normally, the body produces sebum, which is an oily lubricant, and secretes it through sebaceous glands to the skin. This lubricant is necessary to protect the skin from the elements and to keep it moist. During adolescence and other times of hormonal change, fluctuating hormones change this process and create several conditions that are likely to produce acne. For one, sebum production increases and the oil, instead of passing harmlessly through the glands, hardens and clogs up the glandular canals. And as a result, a red bump or a pimple appears on the skin. Second, there is also increased production of keratin, which is a protective protein that covers the skin. And third, the same hormones cause an increase in the number of sebaceous glands, so there are more opportunities for acne to develop. All of these factors can lead to clogged and infected pores, resulting in increased bacteria and yeast overgrowth on the skin, which in turn causes skin inflammation. A person should also consider the role of food sensitivities, which can cause or worsen acne. In addition, candida or yeast overgrowth can be an underlying cause of acne, and this is most common after chronic antibiotic use, where the so-called friendly bacteria are destroyed, setting up the overgrowth of candida. Many people are on long-term antibiotic use for the treatment of acne, which sets up not only a further acne problem, but potential digestive problems as well. Finally, nutritional deficiencies often need to be addressed to improve acne. Zinc, essential fatty acids, and other nutrients are crucial in preventing acne. Now, if you suffer from acne, be wary of the usual conventional treatments. Most prescription drugs for acne are either harsh topical lotions, which can cause dryness, redness, scaling, and sun sensitivity, or antibiotics, which basically disrupt the natural balance of intestinal flora and may give you yeast infections and diarrhea. Instead, try a natural treatment plan for acne that emphasizes dietary changes, detoxification, stress reduction, natural hormone balancing, and identification of possible food allergies. Oral contraceptives can also affect hormone production. However, one of the biggest contributors to acne is poor nutrition. Unhealthy fats such as hydrogenated oils, sugar, and processed foods accelerate skin inflammation and acne. They also contribute to constipation and poor liver function, and therefore the body responds by trying to expel the toxins through a different avenue via the skin. Conventional therapy is usually quite frustrating as it generally just suppresses the skin problem and causes further spreading or causes new symptoms. Tetracycline, which is commonly used, is a broad-spectrum antibiotic which alters bowel flora and also interferes with bone metabolism. Accutane is a synthetic vitamin A which causes dry skin, irritability, and has other side effects which include joint pain, hair loss, low energy, depression, and possible birth defects in growing fetuses. Treating the root cause or causes with natural therapies is a much better and safer way to help resolve all skin conditions. A strategy for dealing with acne begins with effective bowel cleansing and a healthy bowel flora, and this has always been considered the cornerstone of every natural acne treatment. The best remedy for this is to eat about 1/4 to 1/2 cup of fresh, unpasteurized, traditionally made sauerkraut or other lacto-fermented vegetables every day. The high sulfur content of the cabbage makes sauerkraut very valuable in skin cleansing. In fact, cabbage juice is valued in Irish folk medicine for giving a beautiful complexion. And at the same time, it is also recommended to take 1 teaspoon of Swedish bitters in warm water every day before bed. And this will assist the liver and gallbladder and various other organs in their detoxification efforts. Another area of importance is the consumption of the proper fats in the diet, such as good quality butter and olive oil. and avoiding all the commercial vegetable oils and hydrogenated margarines and shortenings. It also would be very beneficial to take 2 to 3 capsules of the fermented cod liver oil and butter oil mixture, which is available at the Evergreen Cottage, and also several capsules of evening primrose oil as supplements. And you can find all these products in our natural pharmacy at the Evergreen Cottage. Raw foods should be included liberally in the diet. It is of utmost importance to eliminate all junk foods and processed foods, including sodas and all sugars. Now, detoxification will be important and will help cleanse the body for acne-causing toxins. You may find that your acne actually worsens immediately after following this therapy because your body or your skin is eliminating toxins at a faster rate than usual. But once the toxins are expelled, your acne should be reduced or even eliminated. Exercise would be a great way to assist the body to eliminate toxins, followed by dry brushing the skin vigorously with a loofah or a brush, and then rinsing off in cool water. This is like a skin exercise. Now, the dry brushing removes dead skin and improves circulation. However, do not brush any areas on the skin where pustules are present. If the person is unable to exercise, 1 to 3 sauna sessions weekly followed by a cool shower will aid detoxification. Or, to promote blood circulation and detoxification, you can soak in a tub with some Epsom salts added. And then you should always rinse well afterward. And you can also add some essential oils such as lavender, which is calming to the emotions and the skin. It also fights a bacterial infection. Now, geranium will regulate the production of oil, and bergamot is both an astringent and an antidepressant. So there are also various herbal and nutritional supplements I use in my nutritional practice that will address better detoxification and skin repair. The effects of stress can throw the body into a state of imbalance. Stress can affect the skin by altering hormone levels and disrupting digestion and detoxification. People with acne generally feel more self-conscious about their looks. Now, techniques to reduce stress will ultimately help with skin health and appearance. Before we wrap up today's show, let's listen to another song from our feature CD. And when I come back, I will highlight the food of the week.
She's a small town girl with no room to grow, and he's a reckless boy with nowhere to go. They're like birds in a cage with no place to fly, so he parks the car and she holds him tight, and they rage on, somehow searching for the answers in the night like shadow dancers before their time is gone. The same dark night, two more people meet in a rented room on a crosstown street, and she's lost her youth, and he's lost his dreams. For a while they feel like they used to feel, and they rage on, somehow searching for the answers in the night like shadow dancers before their time is gone. They rage on. against the lives that this world gave them, hoping something's there to save them. They rage on. Somewhere between right and wrong, in the gray between dusk and dawn, they tell themselves they're not alone as they rage on. Searching for the answers in the night like shadow dancers before their time is gone. They rage on against the lives that this world gave them, hoping something's there to save.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. It's time to wrap up today's show by featuring the food of the week. Since today's topic was skin disorders and I explained how the health of the skin and the gut are intimately linked, I thought it would be a good time to talk about the health benefits of sauerkraut and other lacto-fermented foods. As I mentioned earlier, the lining of the gut is a special type of skin requiring the same nutrients as our external skin. In fact, I find it very interesting that in earlier times, people knew how to preserve vegetables for long periods without the use of freezers or canning machines. It was done through the process of lacto-fermentation. Lactic acid is a natural preservative which inhibits the growth of bad bacteria. So starches and sugars in vegetables and fruits are converted into lactic acid by the many species of lactic acid-producing bacteria. Like the fermentation of dairy products, preservation of vegetables and fruits by the process of lacto-fermentation has numerous advantages beyond those of simple preservation. The proliferation of lactobacilli in fermented vegetables enhances the digestibility and increases vitamin levels. These beneficial organisms produce numerous helpful enzymes as well as antibiotic and anti-carcinogenic substances. Their main byproduct, lactic acid, not only keeps vegetables and fruits in a state of perfect preservation, but also promotes the growth of healthy flora throughout the intestines. In Europe, the principal lacto-fermented food is sauerkraut. Described in Roman texts, it was prized for both its delicious taste as well as its medicinal properties. The high sulfur content of the cabbage makes sauerkraut very valuable in skin cleansing. In fact, cabbage juice is valued in Irish folk medicine for giving a beautiful complexion. Lacto-fermented condiments are easy to make. Basically, fruits and vegetables are first washed and then cut up, mixed with herbs, sea salt, or spices, and then they are pounded briefly to release their juices, and then they are pressed into an airtight container. And the salt will inhibit the growth of harmful bacteria for several days until enough lactic acid is produced to preserve the vegetables for many months. The amount of salt can be reduced or even eliminated if whey is added to the pickling solution. Whey naturally contains a lot of lactic acid and lactic acid-producing bacteria, and therefore reduces the time needed for sufficient lactic acid to be produced to ensure preservation. During the first few days of fermentation, the vegetables should be kept at room temperature, and afterwards they should be placed in a cool, dark place for long-term preservation. So this process is very simple, and no special equipment is needed apart from a collection of wide-mouth, quart-size mason jars and a wooden pounder or a meat hammer. It is important to use the best quality organic vegetables, sea salt, and filtered or pure water for lactofermentation. The lactobacilli need plenty of nutrients to do their work, and if the vegetables are deficient, the process of fermentation will not proceed. And also, you should make sure that you leave about 1 inch of space between the top of your vegetables with the liquid and the top of the jar, as the vegetables and their juices expand slightly during fermentation. Be sure to close the jars very tightly. The presence of oxygen, once fermentation has begun, will actually ruin the final product. In general, a room temperature of about 72 degrees will be sufficient to ensure lactic acid fermentation in about 2 to 4 days. And more time will be needed if your kitchen is colder and less if it is very warm. So after 2 to 4 days at room temperature, the jars should be placed in a dark, cool spot, ideally with a temperature of about 40 degrees. Now, years ago, the jars were stored in root cellars or caves. A wine cellar or small refrigerator kept in a warmer setting is ideal, but the top shelf of the refrigerator will also do. Lacto-fermented vegetables increase in flavor with time. According to the experts, sauerkraut needs at least 6 months to fully mature, but they can also be eaten immediately after the initial fermentation at room temperature. Lacto-fermented vegetable condiments will keep for many months in cold storage, but lacto-fermented fruits and preserves should always be eaten within 2 months of preparation. Now, occasionally there will be a batch that goes bad, but it presents really no danger. In fact, the smell will be so awful that nothing could persuade you to eat it. The sign of successful lacto-fermentation is that the vegetables and fruits remained preserved over several weeks or months of cold storage. Also, lactic acid fermented vegetables and fruit chutneys are not meant to be eaten in large quantities, but as condiments. And they go beautifully with meats and fish of all sorts, as well as with grains. As I mentioned, they're easy to prepare and they offer health benefits that cannot be underestimated. Scientists and doctors have been mystified by the increase in the incidence of digestive disorders, parasites, and human viruses, and they're also puzzled by the proliferation of new viruses, not only the deadly AIDS virus, but the whole gamut of human viruses that seem to be associated with everything from chronic fatigue to cancer. Now, some attribute it to the abandoned practice of lactofermentation and in our insistence on a diet in which everything has been pasteurized, which compromises the health of our intestinal flora and made ourselves vulnerable to pathogenic microorganisms. If so, the cure for these diseases will be found not in vaccinations, drugs, or antibiotics, but in eating a traditional diet which includes consuming lacto-fermented foods, which will help heal the gut. Once again, I would like to mention the wonderful book called Nourishing Traditions that contains all the information and healthy recipes. It's basically a whole foods Bible. As far as the lacto-fermentation, this book contains many wonderful recipes such as various types of sauerkraut, gingered carrots, pickled cucumber, garlic, ginger, beets, and so forth. It has many wonderful recipes and will help you make it easier to include lacto-fermented foods in your diet to reap all these wonderful health benefits. I highly recommend this book for anyone who wants to improve the diet and eating habits. And this book pairs the latest scientific findings and research with recalling the culinary customs of our ancestors. It is a very fascinating guide to wise food choices and proper preparation techniques. So this wraps up today's show. And if you have any questions, please feel free to give me a call at 365-2288 or contact the radio station. Thank you so much for listening, and I invite you to join me again next Wednesday for another edition of the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. For a list of my services, please visit my website at elywellness.com. And I also want to mention to you a new feature on this site. Thanks to the cooperation of WLY Radio, we can now access all my previous radio segments and listen to them anytime. So when you go to my website, just click on the WLY Radio Archive link, which will let you see all the previous segments listed with their titles. And then you just click on the segment that you would like to listen to, wait for a few minutes for it to download, and you can listen to the show of your choice again. I also invite you to stop by at the Whole Foods Pantry on the corner of 2nd Avenue and Chapman Street, which is stocked with organic and healthy food choices, such as fresh organic fruits and vegetables, organic meats and dairy products, whole food supplements and concentrates, as well as environmentally friendly products. And if you happen to be in the Virginia area, make sure to visit the Natural Harvest Food Co-op. Thanks again for listening, and remember, let food be your medicine.